Well, howdy folks, it's me the Bowman, and welcome to this week's Outdoor Adventures. Time is running out on April the 30th. Boat registrations expire, and it's the last day to apply for that elk quota hunt in Kentucky. Your elk is out there. For complete information, log on to fw.ky.gov. We'll be right back on Outdoor Adventures after this message. Outdoor Adventures can be heard on over 20 radio stations all across Kentucky and many border states on great radio stations. And your business can be heard on Outdoor Adventures too. Weekly and monthly rates are available with a very specific, dedicated, and targeted audience, those who love the great outdoors. And your business can be on Outdoor Adventures too. Just call 606-831-1266. That's 606-831-1266 or email oda@thebowman.biz. Now let's take a look at that Kentucky Field calendar for April 21st through April the 27th, 2024. April 27th is the Lyrid meteor shower, and Passover begins on sunset. And also on April 27th, it's Earth Day. Spring turkey season's going on strong, and I am seeing some nice birds being taken on the old Facebook. And feel free to post them on my Outdoor Adventures Facebook page. Got a message from Oscar down in Owensville, a listener to WKCA, and he asked me about the trout stocking schedule. And on April 23rd, Laurel River Lake in Laurel County is getting 6,000 brown trout. And on April 24th, the Paintsville Lake tailwaters get 2,000 trout, and Paintsville Lake gets 4,000 brown trout. That's in Johnson County. In Fort Campbell in Christian County, they get 1,200 trout in the lake and 3,250 brown trout. That's all the listings for trout for this month. They haven't posted anything for May just yet. And right now, it's a good time to start thinking about getting that hunter's education for those younger folks out there or those older folks just starting to hunt. It's a requirement in Kentucky. All hunters born on or after January the 1st, 1975, must carry a proof of valid hunter's education certification. Hunters may use a hunting license or electronic documentation with proof of identity. There are a few exceptions to this, and you can find out how to get your hunter's education and about those exceptions just by logging on to fw.ky.gov. And here's something else that's really cool on the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife website. Go to the More tab, check out that kids section. Maybe print you off a certificate for My First Bass or My First Whitetail, or print off the pocket guide for Animal Tracks. Friends, my time's up on this week's Outdoor Adventures. I'm the Bowman. I got to go. Thank you. See you. Bye. As part of the Grayson Memory Day celebration, come get your grass on at the Mike Phillips Memorial Bluegrass Show on Sunday, May 26th, and it's absolutely free. The pre-show starts at 3 p.m. with Buddy Atkins and the Willis Twins. And then it's the Appalachian Road Show, the Pole Rambler Boys, Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, Hammertown and the Colonel, Ray Norton. That's the Mike Phillips Memorial Bluegrass Show with the Pole Rambler Boys, the Appalachian Road Show, Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, Hammertown, the Colonel, Ray Norton. Part of the Grayson Kentucky Memory Day celebration, and it's absolutely free.